In response to pressure from dog owners, an increasing number of coastal councils are allowing dogs to roam freely on beaches. But there's growing concern about what that might mean for bird life, especially shore and migratory birds. Wendy Frew finds out more.
In October, Australians headed into their backyards for BirdLife Australia's annual Aussie Bird Count. It collects data about our native birds, which are all under threat from habitat destruction, climate change, and predation by domestic cats and dogs. But it's not just birds in backyards that are feeling the pressure. Shorebirds and migratory birds are jostling for space with an ever-widening group of competitors. Off-road drivers, fishermen and jet boaters are all disturbing birds as they try to nest, roost and feed. More recently, a new competitor for beach space has joined the throng. Off-leash dogs.
Off-leash dogs, the ones that really love to give chase to flocks of birds and can chase down sort of young flightless chicks or sniff out nests on or near the beach, they're sort of the biggest primary concern, because we have quite a lot of evidence to suggest that it's those off-leash uncontrolled dogs that are the ones causing a lot of harm.
That was Dan Lees, a beach nesting birds project officer with BirdLife Australia. He's worried about the trend of coastal councils allowing people to let their dogs roam freely on beaches. Most owners keep their dogs under control, and it's understandable people want to enjoy the beach with their pets. But just the presence of a dog on a beach can threaten the birds.
Especially in roosting sites for migratory shorebirds, say for example, where you might have thousands of individuals from a dozen or more species of migratory shorebird that are all really concentrated in this one really important shorebird roosting site, that if they get moved off that area repeatedly, even if it is by on-leash dogs, they might then abandon that really important roost site and have to find somewhere else if they can find another place, which may not necessarily be as ideal for, in close proximity to a feeding area or have disturbance itself.
Last year, Shell Harbour City Council, south of Wollongong, increased the number of beaches where dog owners could allow their pets to roam off-leash. Further south, Shoalhaven Council expanded its coastal off-leash areas, only to modify them in the wake of heated public debate about the initiative. In Sydney, the Northern Beaches Council will soon start an off-leash dog trial at North Palm Beach and South Mona Vale Beach. It's a popular idea with a lot of local dog owners, but there are some concerns the council has caved in to one section of the community.
There's been a lot of pressure from dog owners and a very organised dog lobby on calling for more dog beaches on the northern beaches.
Miranda Causey, dog owner and Greens councillor on the Northern Beaches Council, knows how appealing it is to let your dog run free on a beach. But she worries that dogs pose a risk to coastal birds and to other native wildlife, especially at North Palm Beach, which abuts Barrenjoey Headland, part of the Ku'ingai Chase National Park.
One of the local wildlife photographers has seen terns roosting down on the beach at Palm Beach, at the northern part of the beach. We get things like seals. There's a seal colony that lives off the end of the Barrenjoey headland. We know we get turtles. You know, there's quite a range of different wildlife. And because this area is relatively quiet and unspoilt, we're more likely to get the wildlife because the headland is actually a national park, and, you know, that's just a few hundred metres away from where the dogs would be. And off the end of the headland and going around the head of the peninsula is a marine reserve. So we know that this is a pretty special place.
The Northern Beaches Council commissioned an environmental report that found that allowing dogs off-leash on the two beaches wouldn't cause any environmental problems. But Causey says the report is based on little more than a cursory study of the impacts.
You know, they spent 4 days at each location in December and January earlier this year, and that's not a very long period to be looking at what happens on these places, because, for example, terns we know nest in late winter, spring, so they wouldn't have seen the terns, what the terns were doing down there. They said that at both beaches there were dogs there while they were carrying out the studies, and so that's already having an impact on the wildlife, and so they were less likely to see the wildlife that would have been there a year or 2 years ago because of the presence of dogs while they were actually doing the environmental study.
BirdLife Australia's Dan Lees says there's plenty of research to show a direct link between dogs on beaches and the decline in the number of shorebirds.
Internationally, there's quite a lot of scientific research papers from all over the world that are dealing with this same threat to a lot of their migratory and more resident shorebirds, and we've conducted quite a bit ourselves. So I was recently involved with a study in Western Victoria on hooded plovers that showed the greater amount of disturbance experienced by incubating hooded plovers to off-leash dogs, and that they respond by leaving their nest. And when they're off their nest, unable to incubate the eggs or cool the eggs, that then exposes those eggs to a predation from sort of super abundant natural predators or invasive predators. Also really exposes those eggs to sort of climatic extremes.
Lees claims dogs can lead happy lives without playing at a beach, but the birds have nowhere else to go.
A dog's going to enjoy spending time with you no matter where you are, whether you're in a park or a dog park or at home or in a paddock. I don't think all the dogs that live in, you know, inland Australia are any worse off than those living within walking distance of a beach.
Is the answer to ban dogs from beaches?
No matter what issue we're facing, whether it's vehicles on beaches or dogs on beaches, we're trying not to have blanket bans because we still want to allow people the freedom to take their pets to the beach, but we are really trying to work to have sensible regulations about where they can take their dogs to the beach, finding out important habitat, finding out that really critical and important habitat for the birds breeding or roosting or feeding, and then trying to get local land managers to put regulations in place.
That was BirdLife Australia Project Officer Dan Lees, and ending that report by Wendy Frew.